Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Kyle Fields, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
There's a plane flying out of here tonight, a destination New Orleans. The boss man says my big promotion's online, says it's right where I need to be. Lately I've been on a road more than I've been home. All the slaving hurt me when I sleep, and I won't miss her.
Gary Allen music right there. Thank you.
How would you describe the shift that's going on in country music, especially in mainstream country music?
Well, mainstream, I'll be honest, I don't really listen much to the radio anymore, but I mean, there's some people I like that's mainstream, but there's a lot of Kentucky boys that keeping it live, and Sturgill and Chris Stapleton and Tyler Childers, which actually the first time that I ever heard of this radio program was Tyler's stuff that he did here, and Jason Isbell's a guy I really like, but I mean, I think the music, you know, as a whole is very good right now. The mainstream's not up to par in my standards to, you know, a guy like Jason Isbell or Tyler Childers or people like that. But, you know, there's people that like that stuff, and if you like it, do it, crack it up. But it's just more the old school stuff myself. But
when you think of Jason Isbell and Tyler and Sturgill, do you especially like what they're doing lyrically, or both lyrically and musically?
Everything. I mean, those guys are on a whole nother level, man. They're just great artists. I mean, writers, and they're unbelievable. Jason is one of the best songwriters I've ever heard, and I'm a huge fan of Tyler. He's a great artist, and some of the stuff he writes is just unbelievable. It's almost too good how good they are.
On a Greyhound bus, Lord, I'm traveling this morning, and I'm going to Shreveport and down to New Orleans. Been traveling these highways, I've been doing things my way. It's been making me lonesome, honoring me. Well, her hair was jet black, she was a queen, now the Bayesian street queens. And she got tied up in smoky wild green. Started feeling lonesome, honoring me.
Jennings, right there.
You do a really nice job of the traditional line. I really, really enjoy your stuff. It definitely has a throwback feel to it, which is really nice. And the way you guys put it together is really cool. Tell me then, since you brought it up, right, about throwing this band together. It's not, we don't want to call it a throw together band. Yeah. That's not really the right way to describe the assembly of four really great players. How is it that you go about doing that? You know, finding people who can just put together a couple of sets of your own stuff, especially your original stuff.
I knew John through another great artist, Garrick Howe, Puddenhowe. So I kind of met him through him, and he plays for another guy. I don't know if George Moulton. I don't know if you guys heard him, but he's a great traditional artist here in Kentucky. And John and Josh, well, all you guys really play with him. And first time I actually ever got to go hear him was New Year's Eve. They were playing out at Austin City out there here in Lexington. And I went and watched him. And for what I'm trying to do, I mean, these guys are top of the line country players. So I said, you know, got with John's and man, let's get together and let's do this Red Barn Radio thing. And you know, music's universal, so you know, they're professionals in terms of the, you know, the Nashville numbering system. They charted everything out and all that stuff, so not used to being playing together, but like I said, music's universal and they charted it out and listened to the songs, and I'm pretty happy with what we came up with for never playing together. So
for traditional country music, is Austin City sort of the epicenter of that scene in Lexington?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, it's probably the most traditional bar. They have a lot of great artists that play out there.
I hear every rodeo from San Antonio all the way up to Idaho. Chasing that dream that they sang about. Now it's time for me to ride it on out, y'all. I prayed for an hour for just 8 seconds. Let me please hold on. They open that gate, it's just me and him. One more ride till I take the throne. And these belt buckles and busted knuckles keep me away from home. Yeah, these belt buckles and busted knuckles keep me hanging on. I've been stomped on and drug around, kicked all over the Cheyenne ground. Buckles and busted knuckles is all I ever know. I dismount when a buzz sounds, throw my hat out into the crowd. I paid a price to live this dream. Now I stand with the rodeo kings. Busted knuckles keep me away from home. Yeah, these belt buckles and busted knuckles keep me hanging on. I've been stomped on and drug around, kicked on over the Cheyenne green. Yeah, these belt buckles and busted knuckles is all. Price to live this dream, now I stand with the rodeo kings. And these belt buckles and busted knuckles keep me away from home. Yeah, these belt buckles and busted knuckles keep me hanging on. I've been stomped on and drug around and kicked all over the Cheyenne green. Yeah, them belt buckles and busted knuckles.
Song about rodeo on that too.
Talk about the recording of your CD about hillbilly poetry. And did you do that down in Nashville?
I did, yeah. I got a friend, and he's got a pub deal, a publishing deal, songwriting deal, and he also does like a house studio there in his place. And I shopped around and looked at some different studios to do it, and the players and the quality that the stuff that he recorded and produced there. I said I'm going with it, and you know, we got some of the top of the line players in Nashville. We had Cowboy Eddie Long. He plays with Jamie Johnson. He's Jamie Johnson's road steel player. He played on a good portion of the songs. And Jim Moose Brown, which is a great songwriter, keyboard player, producer. He does everything. And he plays with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Man, but he played all the keys on that stuff. So wasn't too shabby of a of a group of players to get on it. So that's for sure. They made me sound a lot better than I am, that's for sure.
What's it like? You're thrown into a studio space with all these pro players, and how does it go? Is it nerve-wracking? Did you feel like you were in the driver's seat?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I loved Drew Smith. I loved working with him because he just kind of let me do what I wanted in terms of recording. And I recorded some stuff in the past, and I'm kind of seasoned in terms of getting actual in the booth and stuff. But it kind of just really works kind of how these guys did. I mean, they get an acoustic version of what I'm going to do, the song, and then they kind of chart it out and get to coming up with riffs and solos and intros and things of that nature. And as we're in there, you know, if there's something I want to tweak or change, I'll say, hey, let's do it more like this, or maybe come up with this idea, you know. But it's those guys down there working in with Nashville players are just, you know, that's their job. They're professionals.
Yeah,
so, I mean, typically they can come in and listen to a song, and it's just one or two takes, and it's sounds professionally done. So I'm very, very happy with it. And I've got a lot of great reviews, and I'm very proud of it. It's an album that it'll be with me the rest of my life now, so I'm very happy with it. It debuted on iTunes country charts. It went to number 17, and then also it went in the top 20 on the Amazon country charts. So that was, you know, obviously to do that with no record deal is just good old people supporting me.
Yeah.
It's definitely very cool.
He worked in a coal mine for 23 years. He's a family man, level-headed, other than a few. With his owner Angel's bones, he started breaking down. So he searched for the answers in a pain clinic downtown. The doctor said, son, you're gonna be just fine. Need a few weeks rest, take these pills I prescribe. And as the months passed on, back to his job it never went in. And he unintentionally became an addict. Now he is a adopted was still going strong. Lost a sense of direction like a feather in a wind. Nothing else mattered but flying high again. Cause he's addicted to suicide and the devil's candy. To suicide. the floor he fell. It's the same old story in this little town. Just another good man being laid in the ground. He was addicted to suicide. The devil's candy controlled his life. I wouldn't know why in hell he was getting out at night. Yeah, 'cause he was addicted to suicide. Yeah, suicide.
I'd like to thank Kyle Fields for being with us this evening. We thank each of our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zenka and Trevor North. Also, those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Now, Kyle, I've not had enough Kentucky music until I've had just a little bit more. You got one more for us? Once again, please welcome Kyle Fields.
I ain't been to my granddaddy's grave ever since he left. I just ain't been able to kick his cigarettes. And I walked out on a woman who was better than most. The old me I used to be just seems to be a ghost. There's a Bible on my dresser and I ain't picked it up. It's been sitting there so long it's starting to wear a coat of dust. I lean on a bottle a little more than I should. Try to ease my pain, but I still never could. And a face that's in a mirror, well, I don't like him at all. I've been living on the edge so long, I think I'm gonna fall. I know what's right, but I still do what's wrong. Lord, I'm down here on my knees. Will you please answer my call? I don't come to you often, not as near as much as I should. But here lately, yeah, everything ain't been going so good. And yes, I am a sinner, and I know that is true. But now I'm asking for forgiveness, and it's why I pray to you. And a face that's in a mirror, well, I don't like him at all. I've been living on so long, I think I'm gonna fall. And I know what's right, I still do what's wrong. Lord, I'm down here on my knees. Will you please answer my call? Yeah, the face that's in a mirror, well, I don't like him at all. I've been living on the edge so long, I think I'm gonna fall. And I know what's right, but I still do what's wrong. Lord, I'm down here on my knees, will you please answer my call? Oh, oh.
Thank you all very much for having me. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Kyle, John, Josh, and Scotty for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.